אושר חיים לוין.
Good morning, everybody. In the aftermath of Kabbalah Satorah, we're all psyched up, all ready to go. And what better way to do than Parshas Nosoi, longest Parsha we have. There's lots of different ideas I'd like to try and share with you and bring them all together. The Parsha itself is made up of a composite of different mitzvahs. We start off the Parsha Nosoi, continuing the discussion of the various Leviim who are chosen, Gershom, Merari. The Parsha then goes on to talking about the Kedushas HaMachaneh, the importance of the expelling from the camp anybody that's Tomei, like a Metzorah, like someone who's Tomei Av. We then talk about the concept of theft, Gezel, from a Jew, from a Ger, from a convert. And then we have two very interesting mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Soita and the mitzvah of Nozir. That's capped off by talking about Birchas Kohanim. And finally, the bulk of the Sedra deals with the Nesiim, how they brought them, the Chanukas HaMishkan. Each single one brought their various Karbonos, which lasted for 12 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So let's try and see what is the structure between the parasha, and how does this structure, how does every single thing fit in with each other? And although we Chazal obviously say ein mukta mukha b'Torah, the fact that every single thing is juxtaposed next to each other has significance. Now we know very famously the two main mitzvahs which we have, both mitzvah and soita, their proximity is discussed, picked up by Chazal. We start off with talking about the soita. The pasuk says the pasuk then mentions Dabar bnei Yisrael v'mataleim isha ish v'isha ki siste ishtoi mola b'mat ki siste ishtoi. There's this idea of shtus. There's a soita. The soita is a woman who's wayward, who's deviated from the path. There's a concern. She's maybe been misyach. She's been misyached with another man, not a husband. The husband has kana. He is zealous against her, and therefore she has to bring a carbon, a kemach sa'orim, and she's forced to drink the meham orim, this cursed waters which is taken from Afar, from the Mishkan. And mixed to it is you have the Shem Hashem, which is mochuk, which is erased, and that's mixed together with some water, and then she drinks this concoction. And if she is guilty, then she explodes, without going into all the gory details. And if not, Chazal gave her a promise that she was going to be zoicha to bonim and to bracha. That's the mitzvah of soita. And we need to understand this, the mitzvah of soita, exactly how this works. The Ramban picks up upon this and says that this was actually a nes. The whole idea that you drink the water and then she would explode if she's guilty or not is that we don't usually find mitzvahs which are based on the maisa nes taking place. How are we to understand this? And the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than happy that his shmi, his name, should be mochuk in order to restore the marital harmony between an ish for isha, that also requires a bit more clarification. Then, after the mitzvah of soita, we then had the mitzvah of a nozir. And isha ki yachin lindo neder nozir lehazir Hashem. What is a nozir? Very simply, a nozir is somebody who decides for 1 month to go out without drinking any wine, no haircuts, and no contamination to any dead people. And the word nozir means to be separate. Nozir Hashem, he sets himself apart. He takes on upon an extra level of kedusha. And Chazal, I want to say, what's the juxtaposition? Why do we find that the nozir follows straight after from the soita? So Chazal say the reason is, Rashi quotes, "Lama nismecha pashas nozir pashas soita, loy melacha shekol haroya soita b'kukulay yaze atzim in ayayin." Anybody who sees a woman, her disgrace, what's happened to her, she is considers being unfaithful, she needs to have her hair exposed, and she needs to go through this test of drinking these waters. Anybody that sees that should say, this is what happens when somebody is not, so no other way it should be, and therefore keep yourself away from yain, which causes Kalas Reish. That's the shaykhus between the two. The Nazir is called Kiyaflia, and famous Ibn Ezra, but the idea is it's a Pella. And for Zuch Shtar, we need to understand exactly how remarkable is this. Yes, it's fantastic, this person is taking on extra Gedorim, takes on extra Chumras, that's a Kol HaKavod to him. But this should be called Kiyaflia, it's something appelladic, something really outstanding. That's something, and specifically for going out, I mean, okay, most people can survive without a haircut and survive without drinking. Okay, Kiddush might be slightly difficult. Okay, but not to be tamei in the mace. If you're not part of the Chevra Kedisha, that's also quite easy. So this should be called a Pella, is itself a Pella. And let's try to understand exactly why is this so great, and the shaykhus between the two. And the name Nazir is related to the word Nazir, which also means a crown. A diadem, something that is choshev, somebody that stands out as like a type of a malchus. How exactly is this similar? And we find that he's similar to Kohen Gadol, who also, the Loshen Nozir is also mentioned by Kohen Gadol. What's the shaykhus between these two? And more importantly for us, what practical relevance does it have to us? Nowadays there's no Beis Hamikdash. Nowadays people don't take the Neder of Naziris on it. What is this meant to teach us, and how are we meant to relate to this? There is clearly an umkus over here, and if we look at the Shlach HaKadosh, he says this symbolism of the Soita and the Nazir actually can be traced back all the way back to Adam Rishon. We find the Nochosh, and the Nochosh, he was together with Chava, the Nochosh saw Adam and Chava being together, and the Nochosh had a cheshek after Chava, and therefore he tried to seduce her, he planted a zama into her. So this is the get of the Soita, really, because she's being unfaithful to Adam, to her husband. What actually happens? We find this idea of when it comes to the Soita, you take offer as well. So what is the Nochosh's curse? He also has offer, and also he's cursed. And the woman, the Soita, has to drink the Mehamarim, also the cursed waters. According to the Mamar Chazal, that the Eitz HaDaas Tovara was a Geffen, the Shlach HaKadosh says what she did was she squeezed from the grapes and gave it to the wine for Adam to drink. So this idea, the connection between the Soita and the Nazir, the Shaychus between falling into Aveira and trying to have a Shmira against it, has this precedence all the way back to Adam Rishon. But it's far more fascinating than that. The Shlach HaKadosh also mentions that there were another time where this also took place. The idea of morim, bit something bitter, we find when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim, they're looking for some water, and they come to a place called Mara. And what happens? They can't drink the water from Mara because they're bitter. So this too, the Shlach HaKadosh says, there was a kitru against Klal Yisrael. You were under the Mitzrayim for 210 years. Is it possible, if they were in control of your bodies, perhaps they were also in control of your noshim, of your women, perhaps all the children that you have are not Yehudim. So therefore, the idea of drinking this water, begetter Mara, is begetter the Soita, to prove that we're Noki, to prove that every single one, that all of them, Haruveni, the Hay and the Yuds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attaches his name in front of every single Shevet and every single Mishpacha to say, I made the Yuchasin of Klal Yisrael, except for one instance, Shlomo Spas Divri, all of them were kosher. So again, we have this concept of that playing out. There's one further instance, which Shlach HaKadosh doesn't mention it, but other Mepharshim do, and that is after the Egel. After Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and sees Klal Yisrael, it was only 3,000, and it was Erev Rav mainly, but he saw Klal Yisrael, the mice of the Egel. What did he do? He took the Egel, he pounded it up, made it into dust, and he gave water for Klal Yisrael to drink it. This is the same idea. Similarly, you have the idea of the mace soita being given over here to test to see who is loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and who is not. So let's try to develop and understand the umkus of here and how it relates to us in our life. We know that Adam is a composite of a guf and a neshama, and indeed, there's two ways of looking at man. You can either look at him, this is the Slobotka, Musar, the godless Adam, recognizing how great, how lofty, how exalted a human being is. And if you zoom in on his neshama, chelik el kal mimal, which comes from the Kisei HaKavod, then a person can recognize them, chashivas, the godless Adam, how great I am. Haya kuntim tilom refarshim, kuntim tzitz hasharim, then malachim. Mitzat is neshama. On the other hand, midach yisa, you've got his guf, his body, which is something physical, the biological and the anatomy of the human being is not that dissimilar to a chimpanzee. In fact, I think it's something like 98% identical. And that highlights his loneliness, his being very, very low, in the sense that he is no different from the other animals in the sense of having this biological body to them. The shaila is, which one do you identify more with? And that, do you identify with your neshama and the seichel, which is the intellect, the fact that I have the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that I have neshama, and the kind of neshama shinsat lebi tohoirahi, is that my, how I identify myself? Oh, midach yisa, do I see myself as a body? As a body, and I can pander to my body, I can enjoy the physical indulgences of this olam, of this world. And the nafka minna between which one you decide is the nafka minna of whether a person sees is going to be a melech or whether he's going to be an eved. Let me explain. Somebody who's a melech is somebody who is a melech, a king, isn't just a king over a kingdom. It starts off more than that. A king has to be a king over himself. And that's a much harder. A king in a country can have a government, he can have advisors as well, but to be a king over yourself is a much, much higher daraga. That means to be in control of who you are, of what you do. And that ability to know, to control what to think, what to say, what to do, is something which a person must be in control, in full control, 24/7. I remember my Rebbe Motcha Miller Zatzal from Gate said, who related the story that he was once learning with Rav Dessler in the war years, and Rav Dessler had been separated from his wife and his daughter. His wife and his daughter had gone, and they were in Australia, and he found himself in England. And he was in Gateshead, and he was in London, and he went to Gateshead. And so Rabbi Miller asked Rav Dessler, have you heard anything recently from your family? So Rav Dessler said, yes, sir, I got a letter this morning. So Rabbi Miller said to Rav Dessler, no, how are they? So Rav Dessler said, I don't know. He says, why not? He goes, well, listen, the letter's on the mantelpiece, and I've decided that I'm going to be in control. I obviously have a massive cheshit to find out how they're doing, but I want to be in control of myself. Therefore, I've told myself I'm going to have my Seder, and only after that I'm going to look at it. Rav Reuven Leuchter in Eretz Yisrael relates a story. He once rushed into the Beit HaMussar in Matostov in order to try and get there for a while where he was late. And the door was one of these swinging doors, and the swinging door goes inwards. And he didn't realize, he pushed the door and he knocked, and Rav Volba was just behind. So the door rammed in the back of Rav Volba, who almost lost his footing. And instinctively, he didn't turn around, he instinctively controlled himself, lifted himself up and went straight ahead, knowing that the person who had knocked him would have otherwise been embarrassed. That's the concept of being a melech, being in control of all of your faculties the whole time. Conversely, an eved is somebody who's a slave to their addictions. They're a eved to their guf, to their desires. That's what drives them. And if a person, after Pashas Nosei, coming in the aftermath of Kabbalah Satorah, we need to be Bnei Chorim. Who is Ben Chorim? Misha is B'Torah. A Ben Chorim is somebody that is free, namely somebody that is in full control of all of their faculties. They are free from any Avera which deviates away from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do, that is not in the discussion. They're free from all chatzoim, and therefore they're free to pursue a higher calling to do the Ratzon Hashem. They're in tune with their neshama. Conversely, Rav Volba actually mentions that anybody that doesn't take Torah, it's nearly impossible for a person to be in control of your faculties. How are you going to do that? How do you know where your negiyos are going to take you? It's only if you have the Torah to guide you, then you can become a true melech. So that asks us the question, so how do we each one of us, in Tzadik Boris Ashiyas Tov Le'echta, what do we do when it comes to Chatoim, which try to invade us? And on this, the essential point is to recognize who you really are, and to recognize that Chet is not integral to who you are. For example, our hands. So we see our hands as being a chelik of ourselves. And chas v'shalom, if a person gets their hand amputated, they feel that part of them is missing. There is this thought that person thinks that their midos are also part of who I am. They're integral to who I am. I have to drink coffee. And if I don't drink coffee, I'm ois mensch, as they say. A person must realize, no, this is not. You are really... The revolver says that midos are called, Raman calls it Hilchos Deus. What's Deus? Deus means really opinions, perspectives. It's the muskarishon a person has in something. What must you do? You must work on that as well. Not always is your muskarishon the correct one. You can work upon yourself. You can amend your midos. You can change your Deus. You can make sure your Deus are Deus of Torah. Das Torah. But chet is not an integral part of us. As we Chazal say, the Yetzar is called El Zar. Yeah, he's the foreign force, the foreign power, the foreign god, the small g. He invades us. He wants to control. He's a parasite that comes from the outside, wants to manipulate and mold us into his shape, into his form. Chazal say, why is it called a Soita? Why did Klai Yisrael come to Shittim. Ein adam chayte ela im kein nechnes boy. Rachstus. What does that mean? Nechnes boy comes into him. Namely, from without. It's not part of you. It's a foreign. It's an invasion from an obstacle, from an alien, from a foreign object outside that's coming. It wants to invade you. It's a ruach shtus. It's not intrinsically part of you. You could expel it. The Yetzer is called El Zor. He's Zor. He's a foreigner. He's somebody that you can drive away. If a person has Deo Das, if they're bound by the intellect, and they use their intellect to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sets him apart from all other mammals. That relates to his lofty neshama. Neshama is associated with the moyach, with the brain. And it means that a person isn't involved in the shtus. Shtus means going against your intellect. The definition of a shoita is ein loy das. Beautiful. A shoita, somebody that's a fool. What does it mean? It means there's no das. The deos which are meant to drive him and serve Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu are left to the side. Instead, he's taken over by this ruach shtus, this spirit of folly, which guides him and says, "Oh, this is so gishmak. This is something you definitely need it. Otherwise, you're going to be without it." The word shita has two opposite connotations. This I heard from Ramesh Shapiro Zatzal. The word shita can either mean somebody has a shita. What does that mean? It means that their opinion. And if they say, lishi tosoi, if the Ramban holds like this, then he must hold like that somewhere else. Because there's a line, there's a certain line which you have to follow. That's the shita. And when it comes to Sefer Torah, you also have the idea of the lines upon which the osius are written at the top, connected to. But there's another one that is a shita. A shita is... or a soita is something that deviates, that goes away. You have the shita, the line which you should follow. You have the deus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted upon you, which is the way you should be. Nechnas by ruach shtus. The ruach shtus comes from without. It invades you. It tells you to go astray, to deviate from the straight and narrow. That's the Yetzirah. If a person is melech over themselves, and famously melech is moyach, lev, koved, a person first puts their moyach, their intellect, above their lave, their emotions, above their covet, above their instincts, then the Rosh Tevis, melech, lave, covet, spells out the word melech. Then he's truly a melech over himself. And for Klal Yisrael, in order to have a melech, they first had to be a melech over themselves, and then they could become a melech over the Klal. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches says, the Malach HaShoritz came down when they said Nasa V'Nishma, they gave the Chol Echad Ve'Echad Mi Yisrael Koshuloi Beis Kesorim. 2 crowns. Echad Keneged Naisa, Ve'Echad Keneged Nishma. They got two crowns when they said Naaseh v'Nishma. When they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to give us the Deus, and we're not going to have the Ruach Shlitz, because we're now going to be the Melech over ourselves, because we're now going to be the Dei of Bnei Chorim who received the Torah, then we can be Zoicha to this, to Kesorim. Why? Because we're now a Melech over ourselves. We're not an Eved to our body, we're the Melech because we identify with the Neshama. If this is the case, we can go back and understand the Soter and the Nazir. The Soter epitomizes the idea of a tragedy where somebody is a slave to the Yetzer Hara. Chazal say that the korban that the Isha had to have was Kemach Soirim. The difference between Soirim and Chitot is that one is Machal Adam, one is Machal Behema. Soirim is Machal Behema. Chita is Machal Adam. The Mincha of a Soita has to be, why? Because Chazal says she's acted like a Behema. She's followed her instincts, her bodily desires, rather than transcending it, rather than being a mensch, rather than being someone that's greater, someone that's not subservient to their Yetzer Hara. To act when a person is controlled by the Yetzer Hara, when the Yetzer Hara is driving you, then like the Pasuk Kehele said, he's the Melech Kesil, right? He's the old Melech Zokim Kesil. He's the old foolish king who is in control of a person. Don't let him. By recognizing that you are not a Shoita, that you're not giving into your the Shoita Ein Lei Das, but rather you have Das, you have the Deus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that enables a person to do the opposite of Tumah. Tumah is where a person is disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Tumah person is somebody where the Neshama has left the body. There's no more Kedusha there. That's where Tumah comes in, the vacuum. If a person is connected to the Kedusha, then the Tumah can't touch him. They're not, then the Yetzer Hara, that Tumah identity has no shalita, has no dominion over him. A person is so great, if you'd only recognize that. They say famously, one of the Balei Musa, that he said, the reason why Darwin believed in evolution was because he never saw someone like Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. What does that mean? It means is that if a person doesn't really recognize the godless Adam, how great a person can be, that the Shechina can be, the Shechina can rest in his actions, that the Shechina wants to rest in the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, that he is able to pull all the strings in the Olam HaSalyonim, as Nefesh HaChaim explains. With that recognition, a person realizes, it's pasnished. For me to be a shaita, for me to be an idiot, for me to do something foolish, what am I thinking? That's not at all possible. I'm not just an animal. I'm not just going to give in to a subhuman. I'm a human. I'm a mensch. And the word Adam can mean Adama from the ground, which is the lowliest part, the part that we tread on. But it can also be Adama Lakeh, and it can also be I'm similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a perspective a person has to have. And that determines, are you going to be the Melech, or are you going to be the Eved, the Kesil? So the Soita is where a person gives in to their Yetzer, when they don't want to remain faithful. Being faithful means you go on away and you remain, you stay on the course. When a husband marries a wife, again, it's a commitment to each other, which means, come on me, I'm going to stay. When Klal Yisrael said Naaseh v'Nishma, we had the commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, identical idea. I'm committed to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to be a Shoita. I'm not going to deviate at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that from us. And when Chas HaShalom, if there is an instance of going off, going following, deviating at all, nevertheless we must know that we can come back on track. We can return back to the Shita, the original line that was and the way it should be. And the same way when it comes to Rishon Achron, you want to make sure that you for any Lishitoso to make sure that he follows the way it should be. And indeed, the whole Gemara, every single time, every Tana, every Amora, everyone has to go Lishitoso. It's not just, I wake up one day, okay, today I feel like saying this, tomorrow I feel like saying the other. No, I've got one Amhalach, and that is consistent, that is steady, and that is something that's going to remain. That's the way it should be. And the Soita is the tragedy where there's a deviation from where it should be. And in order to address this, in order to get back on track, you need to have the lesson of the Nozir. The Nozir is somebody who who sees what happens. Roya Bikukula, he sees the kilkul, he sees the destruction that's taking place, and he's able to remedy it. How does he remedy it? By taking control of his life again. Becoming a master. And with this, the famous Ibn Ezra says, why is it called Kiyaflia? What's the Pella? What's the wonder of it? So the famous Ibn Ezra, which I'm sure you've all heard beforehand, says, Kiroi fa'olam hoichlim acha tavoson. Most of the world follow their tithers. All the marketing outside there from the Western world, it says, you know, do it, you know, treat yourself. Unfortunately, that's even filtered into Jewish advertisements. So, you know, can you resist this? Those types of slogans. But that's, the Ibn Ezra says, that the Noz is a Pella. What's the Pella? The Pella is he goes against the grid, against the grain. He's not following everybody else, the popular vote. He decides, let me be loyal, let me do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And more than that, he is Nazir, he elevates himself. He says, I'm going to be Kadosh, because that is my identity. I recognize I'm a Melech. My guf is outside me, but my true essence is my neshama. And that neshama is Tahar. That neshama is Kadosh. That comes from all the way up there. I must make sure I do not sully it. I do not contaminate it. Chas v'shalom. He separates himself. He recognizes most of the world are following their tithers. So what does he do? He counteracts that. And more than that, he takes on extra shmira, extra safeguards for him. Because I need to preserve what I've got. I can't allow anybody to invade, to contaminate, to defile what I have. And therefore, he is not addicted to following what everyone else is, because that's the trend. That's what everyone else is doing. It makes no difference to me. I'm Kadosh. It's pasnished for me to lower myself and to act like the Hamoinam. I'm much better than that. And there's a famous Gemara in Nedarim, the beginning of Nedarim, which mentions about Shimon HaTzadik, the one korban of a Tomei Nozi who he ate, was this young person who was beautiful, and he asked him, why you become a Nozi? And he said, I looked at myself, I saw my reflection, V'pachaz alai yitzri, my yitzhara, you know, it took control over me. What did I do? And I said to myself, Rosha, Lama Ata, Mizgava, Ba'olam She'enah Shalach. Why are you haughty? Why are you arrogant about a world that doesn't belong to you? This is your goof might be very attractive, but this is not your oilam, this is not your world, this is not where you belong. It's true you're here for a temporary phase, but where you're really heading is Osid Lava, Oilam Ha'aves. And if you want, the Nozir is actually the personification of what Klal Yisrael means, leaning on Shavuot, which is Atem Tziuli, Mamleches Kohanim, V'Goy Kadosh. The Nozir within himself takes on both the idea of Mamleches Kohanim, the concept of Melucha, yeah, and it's also Mamleches, and it's also Kohanim. Right? It's also be a Kohen. And that means, that dovetails where they are being Goy Kadosh. I'm a part of Klal Yisrael who are Goy Kadosh. A king is somebody that has a crown, that has a nozir, that has a keser. Why is that? Because Rav Hirsch actually says that the word nozir is similar to the idea that Oren had, let's say, a zezov, a crownlet, a rim, a golden rim that protruded upwards. It was a little bit higher than everything else. Something that is higher means it's elevated. And if something is elevated, it means that it's special, it's different, it's distinct. And it's not part of the Hamayam. It's something that's great. And therefore the word, in that sense, the word Zor also fits very nicely. Something that is somebody that's a Zor, someone that's a foreigner, means he doesn't really fit into that everyone else is. He is higher. He is more aloof than somebody else. He's different. And so too, a nazir who takes on this nazir, which is this crown, shows that he is different, he's elevated, he has this pella, and he is living his life to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does he fulfill all the mitzvahs, but he takes on extra things. The extra things he takes on are to be like the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, who is the Kodesh, goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So too, the nazir wants to also not only be Kodesh, being part of Atan Timli Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh, he may be Yisrael, but he wants to take on an extra darga of Kedusha. And for that, he is done doing something that's Pella. For that, he is something that is elevated. He doesn't degrade himself like a soita, and he recognizes he's mafresh himself from yayin. What is yayin? Yayin has this ability, on the one hand, to elevate it, to use the wine for kiddush, which is the way it should be as well. But conversely, wine can also lead, as we saw the chet of Adam Rishon, wine can lead to a person not being in control. The whole idea of Purim, ad lo yoda, is the idea that you become shikah, that is that you relinquish your das for one day and say, Akash Baruch Hu, you're in control. But the rest of the time, a person does have to be in control. Their das, their deus, have to be in control of themselves. And that's what the Nozer is doing. The Nozer is saying, I want to be led by my deus, I don't want to be driven by my yetzahara. And that puts him, it's a small step. But that small step is a step on the road to greatness. And he's truly worthy of being called a godol, of being great. I mean, historically, there's meant to be kings of England, right? Alfred the Great. I'm not quite sure why exactly he was that great. You have the Greek emperor, Alexander the Great. You have Great Britain, though we can debate whether how great that is or not. But a Nozir, he's somebody that is truly great because he takes on, he doesn't follow the popular path. He says, I want to identify with the Kedusha that is with Klal Yisrael, and I want to take on extra Kedusha, extra Shmira, because to make sure that my Yitzhar doesn't control me, that this Erel Zor is not going to do that. I'm going to count that becoming a Nozir to make sure the Erel Zor doesn't take control of me. And Rabbi Rucham develops this idea and says, he contrasts someone like Rochov, who was originally a Zoyna and for her whole life, and when it came to the Meraglim, when it came to Kolev and Pinchos that came into the Haftarah Pasha Shlach, she assisted them. And despite her background, she assisted and she joined Klal Yisrael, and more than that, she actually married Yehoshua Bino. Conversely, the Meraglim, they were Anoshim, they originally were Choshev people, but because they decided that they didn't want to enter Eretz Yisrael, they didn't, we know what their end was. What's nafka moon between the two? We find the concept of the Nozi is considered a Pella, but then we find that Shimshon HaGibar, we find that he was punished because his eyes, he said about a woman, that she is right befitting in my eyes. What's the nafkamin? What's the shaykhs between these two? Thank you very much. Thank you. What is the connection between the two? So Rabbi Rucham says very simply, the nafkamina is the present stature is unimportant. Where you are now, that's not so choshev. But where you're heading, what your outlook is, which step you're on the ladder is not important. But are you going up or going down? That's essential. That's vital. And when it came to Rochov, she was going up. Came to the Meraglim, they were going down. When it comes to Shimshon was going down because of he followed his tivus. And Nozir is someone who's going up because his direction is, I want to improve myself and I want to elevate myself. In contrast, indeed, the difference between a Soita and the difference between a Nozer and a Ben Sarimura is Ben Sarimura is not an Al Shem Sofo because we can see where he's going down. He's got a downward spiral. Mashenkin, a Nozer, he's on an upward trend. He is shooting for the stars, and he met Shem, he will get there. And that greatness is within each single one of us. The Shlach Kodesh says, Vehi Machanecha Kodesh, when he says the idea that you're Machane, your camp has to be Kodesh. That's not just referring to Machane Yisrael. It's referring to a person's guf, his body, which is his own Machane. A Machane is a temporary place that you reside. So too, the Machane is where a person is an Olam Hazeh. It's only a Machane. You're only here for a short period of time. But make sure your Machane is Kodesh. Make sure yourself that you become a Keli for the Shechina to rest amongst you, to fill the world with it. With this we can understand, explains the Ogid Aliyo, the structure of this week's Sedra. We start off by talking about Nosoi. You start counting the Levium. We've already started in Parshas Bamidbar discussing all the Klal Yisrael. We count every single one of Klal Yisrael. We count all the Levium. Why is it? Because every single one is choshev in and of themselves. Every single one has their own tafkid. You are Am Kodesh. Therefore you're worthwhile to be counted. And we then go on to talking about the idea of shalach min ha-machaneh. I mean, you have to expel from the camp, expel all tuma, because if you are kodesh, kodesh cannot tolerate tuma. In the same way that the Maral says that there were no zavulim, there were no flies when it came to the Beis Hamikdash, because that and there was no anybody that was tuma couldn't come into it. Why? Because tuma is the exact antithesis of kedusha. Make sure that you stay kodesh. Therefore, make sure you don't defile the camp, and anybody that's tuma, send them out. Then we just talk about the idea of stealing, which is the Chiddush HaRim says is the foundations of all our veros, because that pushes aside, you don't understand that your strengths, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you is there for Avodas Hashem, and if you misuse it, and if you decide to misappropriate it and use it for yourself, you're going away from, you're deviating from the shitta, from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And then it goes on to talk about the concept of a soita. The Ramban says, the reason why this was a massive nace is to show the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It's so choshev for the Shechina to rest amongst Ish for Isha, Shechina Shorei B'nayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't, no problem with my name being Moichut for this Shechina, for this Kedusha to reside amongst you. That Kedusha, the Kedusha that bias, that has to remain. And therefore, the Nozir is somebody who also, he takes on that level of Kedusha, the safeguards to be in contact with the sight of anything that's untoward. He doesn't want to do that because I'm Kodesh like a Kohen Gadol. I have this extra level of Kedusha. That's the path I'm taking on. And when a person does that, you can then receive the Brocha. Then the Kohanim can give you the Birkas Kohanim. Then a person is makes himself into a raw keli, to a keli where the Shechina can rest amongst you. Then you're zoicha for all the various bracha. And once we do that, we can then have, go on to talking about the Nesiim, the dedication of the Mishkan, because the Shechina is going to rest amongst here. And as the Medrash says in this week's Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a place where he resides, Belyonim, and he wanted a place, Betachtonim, and that would be the Mishkan. That explains also why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that any deviation, any shitta, any shtus, it's ruach shtus, when it was talking about the Adam and Chava, when talking about where that was deviating, going away from the Rotzen Hashem, and therefore needing to take the Geffen to make sure we don't slip in that area. Whether it's the concept of the Nozir, yeah, checking, making sure that you are focused on Kedusha, whether it's making sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks Klal Yisrael at Mora or at the Egel to show that if you have gone, if Ruach Nichnus by Ruach Shtus, make sure you come back to the Shitta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And if you want, in conclusion, that is all encapsulated in the name of this week's Sedra, Parshas Nosei. What does Nosei? Nosei means something that's lifted, uplifted. That is where Klal Yisrael, our focus is. We need to uplift ourselves because we are Kodesh. We need to make sure we don't do anything, we don't follow Ruach Shtus, because that distracts us, we deviate from ourselves, because we are much better than that. We are Kodesh. And by doing that, Metzshem, each single one of us can make sure that we become a Melech and not an Eved. We can be in control of ourselves to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it should be, to become the Bnei Chorin the way it should be, rather than being an Eved to the Yetzer Hara, rather than letting the Yetzer Hara become the Melech. By doing that, Metashem, we should be zoicha that the Shechina should once again reside amongst our rest. Have a great, good Shabbos. Amen.